Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You're listening to The Cast podcast, where every week we get a fan of the band Cast and we talk about their favorite track. So, Mr. Barnes, what is your favourite track by the band Cast?
Who?
You're not. You're listening to Small Screen Noughties.
Let's go.
It's the shortest one we've ever done.
I know. I think some say like the joke died a long time ago, but we're still going with it.
How's your week been?
Yeah, it's been good, man. It's been really good. I've got a cold, but hasn't everyone got a cold?
I was about to say it's January, but it's not. It's February, isn't it?
It's February. I'm bunged up. And yeah, but other than that, the week's been pretty good. I went to the Margate Caves.
And you saw Star Wars, didn't you? You didn't say, I didn't mean you saw Star Wars. You went and sat with Han Solo.
Yeah, I went to Madame Tussauds. Yeah, quite a week, actually. I saw Star Wars. I went to London. It's been great. I've had a lovely time.
What is the point of Madame Tussauds?
Well, it's great. Have you ever been?
No, but this is like, oh, look, there's Michael Douglas.
Oh, that's why all the kids are going there, getting their photos with Michael Douglas.
He's Ant-Man's dad.
He is Ant-Man's dad. They've got all the new celebrities in there now. They've got Ariana Grande, Ed Sheeran.
Really cool bit.
Ronnie Corbett, loads of YouTubers. They've got all the Marvel characters.
Dusty Lee.
Or Rusty Lee.
Rusty Lee. It's a sister.
They've got this cool bit where they've got all serial killers that they've made. And you see all the serial killers in their little areas. That was pretty odd for such an upbeat place. They've got the alien encounter with loads of xenomorphs from aliens jumping out at you. It's a great day out at Madame Tussauds. We're not sponsored by them.
No, we're sponsored by BetterHelp. If you want mental health, go to BetterHelp.
Yeah, even the podcasts who don't seem to be really up on the old mental health.
No.
I've noticed.
Chatterbix did an advert for the Banshees of Inisherin a couple of months ago. And then in a recent podcast, Joe Wilkinson said he hadn't seen it. And I was like, wow. You lying git! You did. Oh, you've got money for saying, oh, we've gone to see this great film. You didn't even see it.
So what did we watch this week, Chris?
We watched Blockbusters.
Welcome the host of Blockbusters, Bob Holness.
No.
Oh, we watched Phoenix Nights. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Phoenix Club. Yay. you like this, didn't you? And I said, what episode have you watched? And you said, series one.
Yeah, it's very rare that I get... Everything about this is great. The first opening sequence of him on the wheelchair to the only way is up as he's going down and then the title comes in just lets you know everything about it straight away. I love it. A work of art. I think it's going to be a high scorer unless you have different feelings.
What is the joke about Roger Hardwell shagged my wife? Someone's taking it off the wall. I still don't know what that joke means.
Roger, I don't know.
Is it just the bloke scrubbing it off the wall who's actually, that's his, I don't get it.
I think the joke is as well that that is Roger Hartwell wiping it down.
Was that the one?
So he doesn't get caught out because he has shagged their wife.
Okay. I was overthinking it.
No, you don't need to overthink it. You just need to get on board and ride.
Like when I was watching Only Connect the other night and I overthought it.
Yeah, you need to overthink Only Connect.
Hello and welcome to Only Connect.
What was it? Oh, it was all about farming things, it turned out to be. And they were like, oh, is it a novel from the 19th century? No, it's the last one was Combine Harvester. It's about farming stuff. It's overthinking.
Popular songs by the Wurzels.
No, it's never that easy.
All two of them.
Yeah, how would you do an Only Connect with two songs? Like, and the third one?
It's the same one again. It's a remix.
Who loves it, baby? Brian Potter can walk.
Go on.
No, apparently that was what the idea was. Because in the first scene, he jumps from his mobility scooter to the wheelchair and then drives off and then because no one helps him. And the idea was meant to be that he can walk, but then they sort of scrapped it.
Ah.
So there's other references when the hypnotist says, you can walk. And he's like, go away.
Be gone. I love Brian Potter. I think it's one of those characters that's just brilliant. And I think anyone who's worked in one of these clubs or indeed a holiday park will have met someone like Brian Potter.
And some of his views are a bit like Little Britain last week that are backwards, but it's set in a club with people that would have those sort of opinions. So it sort of works more than Little Britain did, I think.
Yeah, it definitely does. I love the whole grand opening. And in their mind, it's like Vegas, but like it's actually the grimmest thing ever.
I like on the sign on the grand opening, it says, heard on Chorley FM. And then it's got a gap and then it's got today was heard on Chorley FM.
Also, when they're on about 15 quid a ticket without support in 90s money, let me just have a look how much that is now. Because that's a lot of money for a workingman's club gig, isn't it?
Well, it's Brian Potter, isn't it? He's trying to get every penny out of every punter.
Well, I think that is like anyone who's kind of worked in those places. You start off going in and think, oh, this should be a bit of fun. But now...
Well, I did a bowling club for my dad, and I think it's the most I've ever got paid. But I shared it out between other acts because I'm nice.
How much did you get paid?
I think I made 100 or something from MCing, and then they don't do it anymore. You wouldn't want to be at that gig. The only person that did well was Dame Baptiste.
And they were And what did he do? What did he go on to do?
Yeah, what did he do? And my dad went, he was good. Can you put him back on again? I said, that's not how comedy nights work. You can't just put him back on again. You've got other acts to come on.
That's it, though, isn't it? Imagine just having the same acts again and again. Oh, yeah. hello. 15. Sorry.
Is it really important?
It's not really, but I've started it now, and I feel it'd be one of those things that go like, we didn't know how much it was.
Yeah, Joseph's sitting there going, we never found out what it was.
He could have just messaged me, to be honest.
Oh, sorry, I was going to keep talking while you're looking.
No, please keep talking. This is really bad.
There's like the colon thing that Dave Spikey's got has got Bob Carroll-G's on the back of.
There's a lot of mention of Bob Carroll-G's. And, so,
yeah, go on.
£33.26. Those tickets to that gig would have been.
Well, no. You'd pay that to see like a professional comedian in London, wouldn't you? £30.
Would I? How professional are we talking?
You've got Jason Manford's album. Have you actually seen his show?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really good, isn't it? I watched it.
It's really good.
Yesterday, I watched it yesterday. I recorded it over Christmas, and I thought, I'll put that on.
It's a breath of fresh air. And I think, honestly, as well, Jason Manford has got better with old age. I think from First World Problems onwards, he's definitely a much better comedian. Like, not that he wasn't, but you watch it and go, like, that's a well-rounded bit. Yeah, I just think he's got a lot better.
Yeah, so Peter Kay.
Peter Kay, sorry, this is a bit... I shouldn't have Googled.
There was a bit in it where he said he used to do old jokes from old comedians that aren't... You can use them because no one else uses them anymore. I thought, you can't do that. And then Peter Kay said he'd done it in the first half, and that's why he didn't get a laugh for.
Yeah, but that did used to be the rules, though, didn't it? Like, people did share the same joke.
What, in the 90s?
I remember interviewing Jeff Stevenson from Only Fools and Horses and many other things. And he said, like, you used to be able to buy jokes from the stage and then they were legally yours. So you'd buy, like, a monthly book and you'd take the new stuff and you'd go with the comedians backstage and just consult each other that you weren't doing the same material.
Oh, we've got to go back to that again.
No, we ain't got to go back. Could you imagine going backstage and then going through, like, are you doing this? No, I'm doing that one. And the thing is, like, I'd never be able to keep to a list. I can't even do my own material without changing it halfway through a set. Let alone going, I can't do that because Chris is going to come on and do that one about the nun.
Are you doing the Lame Miserables get gag tonight, Adam? Because I'll do it if you're not.
It was mine anyway!
Yeah, but in my joke, it's my nan that says it, so it's fine.
Well, point it out, it's a nan. That used to be my dad.
Captain is not in it very much.
No, he dies in the second episode. Yeah. Captain's one of those great old people who just seem to hang around those places.
Is his name actually Captain, or is he just called Captain because he's got an eye patch on?
I think it's just because he's got an eye patch on. There's a great scene in the second episode as well when they're at the funeral and randomly the dad's boot fruit machine goes off. Halfway through them talking about how brave he was.
So a joke that they set up in episode one pays off in episode two.
Yeah, this is great. Like, honestly, Peter Kay. And when people say, oh, how's he sold out the O2 on so many dates? It's going, because of years of stuff like this, this is it. Like, when you watch it back and go, yeah, this is fucking brilliant.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And Daniel Kitson's in it.
Daniel Kitson. Friend of the show, Daniel Kitson.
Daniel Kitson, friend of the show.
Is he a friend of the show?
I don't know. I just like to say that to annoy people.
he slagged off Phoenix Knights after he did the second series. So the DVD commentary on series two, every time he pops up, Peter goes, "There he is, the bastard."
Really?
Yeah. There it is. He said it was the worst thing he's ever done. And every time he pops up,
they've come back in there. Then,
yeah. They've just gone out again, I think. They're coming away.
Daniel Kitson, the bastard.
Yeah. Perrier.
Perrier nominee.
Hey,
he
won.
The comic genius. Oh, no, he won it.
He won it last apparently, year. He says yeah. This is the worst thing he ever did.
And apparently, he regrets doing it and said he had what a miserable time he had. Yeah. Ungrateful bastard. Yeah.
But you know.
But you know. You don't hold it against him.
He's got out of gold.
What?
The thing he's least proud of, he said.
Is that what he said?
The thing he's least proud of, yeah.
I don't know.
Didn't help him when he were, you know.
It's a weird thing to slag off, though, isn't it?
Especially when it's given you your break. Most people wouldn't have heard of Daniel Kitson out of the comedy circuit if it wasn't Phoenix Knights.
There's no denying he is like a juggernaut, like, of a comedian. He is brilliant. But it's that thing where you think sometimes, going, hold on a minute. Hold on. Maybe he needed a leg up somehow.
Ironside is written on his phone.
Yes, that's genius.
Stranraer. Sorry, I'm only working on episode one. I do know the rest of it.
Rewatch I'm going to dance in and out of it. That Ironside is used again in that Peter Kay thing, which I don't know if we're going to have a little look into, on the original Phoenix Knights episode where he says... why are you wearing a white shoes for? They're meant to be black in a backing, man. And he went, and then Brian Potter goes past, going, change your boots. And he says, see, you get piss all through the Ironside. So that joke's like continuous, but not even in the same canon.
The bald joke doesn't work with Paddy.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. Well, actually, looking at it, he does look a little bit bald, but that's like they keep on about him being bald. And I've just, never mind.
He does go like bald, doesn't he, Paddy McGuinness? Because he went bald and had the hair transplant. Well, he actually shaved it off for a bit, didn't he, before then having the hair transplant?
Oh, he had a hair transplant.
Well, I don't know if he has Paddy McGuinness got hair now.
I'll Google it.
Like, let's see his levels of hair because he definitely shaved it all off at one point.
Has Paddy McGuinness got hair now?
Oh, this is exciting stuff.
Post in the Instagram post. The Top Gear star appears chiselled with a new hairdo as he discusses the scurrilous and unfounded rumours going round that he's had some kind of surgery while in the country.
Oh.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, my phone went weird then. Yeah, because I remember him being on Chris Moyles and he said, like, oh, you've got a hair transplant. And when I haven't got it yet, I want to look like Susan Boyle when I'm finished.
There's a reference.
I think that's it. But that's such a thing, isn't it, when someone goes bald just to rip the piss out of them, as opposed to think it might be something that needs a bit of time and care. But because you're a man, you've got to shave it all off.
Do you think that Peter Kay needs to play Max? Or someone else could have done that? You do?
Because I don't think it would have been as good if it wasn't Peter Kay.
It's a bit weird that... I just think about the filming, that maybe they had to keep stopping because they had to keep filming Max's bits and Brian's at the same time.
Well, the Keith Lard episodes as well. That's Peter Kay, isn't it?
No, don't bring up Keith Lard.
Keith Lard. Why not to bring up Keith Lard?
Do you not know?
or that he was based on a real character.
He was based on a real person, and I had to apologise afterwards and say, I think it was Keith Laid or something, which they didn't change it that much.
That's hilarious.
I think it would have been fine if it just was a safety officer, but the bit that the fact that they had them shagging dogs.
And then it goes up. Woof. What do you say? Woof.
Is he drawing a dog?
Is he drawing a dog? You trot out some Alsatian into your car. Yeah, that's really funny, though. And then they had to do a donation to the local. Den Perry's a great... I love Ted Robbins. You don't see enough of him.
No, I've seen his sister in Canterbury.
In a show or anything, or just in the local Smiths?
No, she was in a pub.
Oh, nice.
And I went, that's Emily Atack's mum.
Yeah, he's great at this, Ted Robbins. Every character, I'm going to say this, is really well cast.
Is, but where are they now?
They all did all right.
I like that Peter's given Dame... Oh, he's not called Dame Baptiste, is he? Who's the psychic?
What, Clinton Baptiste?
Clinton Baptiste. I always get them
confused.
You've got
Dame Baptiste on the mind.
Oh, yeah, Clinton Baptiste came to the Bowls Club.
Did he?
Yeah, and he said, I'm getting the word nonce. No, he didn't. No, it was actually Dane. It was Dane.
Oh, well.
I was just trying to be funny, but it didn't work.
It's okay, you had a go, and that's all that anyone asked of you.
That's what people said about my comedy career. Like, he's had a go.
He's had a go. That's all that anyone could have asked.
Just off topic slightly, you know, last week I played Dennis Waterman medley of songs. On the Up is so depressing. I've lost my wife and my daughter's going to leave soon, but I've got my own house, but I'm so alone, but I'm on the up. I was like, that is what?
It is pretty depressing. I think sometimes even Dennis Waterman needs to show off his feelings.
Did I say Dennis Waterman? I might have said.
Yeah.
I did say that, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, you can listen to that. You can say whatever you want. Are you all right?
Yeah, I know. I thought I said, who's the one who did the Kylie Minogue song? Pete Waterman. Yeah, I thought I might have said that by accident.
He's not released a song. He has released songs, but not one where he's actually singing.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
I'm on the bus.
I like Max and Paddy in this one. They're absolutely great with the headsets and seeing how far the other one could go.
You can't go that far.
Yeah, and then just in the chip shop, there's a nice little gag where it says, loads of tomato ketchup, and the guy goes, yeah, and then just doesn't put any on.
Yeah, and he also stands around after he's finished the scene. He sort of pretends to go and do something, and then comes back and just stands there. Do you like Series 2?
I love Series 2. Series 2 is better because it's got black bin bags in it.
Not every episode, just the first one.
Oh, it'd be better if every episode just started with karma, get your black bin bags. I like the idea of every Asda having, like, people selling stuff by singing songs about them.
Yeah, if you worked in a supermarket, that's what you do, wouldn't it?
Well, it would. I don't think I'd be allowed to. I think I would have been employed to do supermarket stuff.
Condoms. Go on, selling me a song about condoms.
Oh, if you're feeling quiffy and you want to get a stiffy giraffe.
See, it's just on the spot.
On the spot, yeah.
If you're feeling lucky and someone wants to fuck you, giraffe. If it's Saturday night and you want to put it up the shite, giraffe.
Let's stop now.
I like it.
Oh, half a shilling.
Oh, send the boogers back.
I think that song is about Holy Communion shoes.
I think it is. I think that's like the kind of the double entendre of it.
Yeah.
It isn't actually a racist song. It is about something innocent.
It's just funny, Brian going, look, nice and clean for the kids and lovely. And she's like, yeah, and racist. And she's like, well, get them off.
There's a great callback to that in another episode. If you like your cabarets with a side of racism, the Phoenix Club is now open.
Do they really need to burn it down at the end of the series again?
I don't know. I think it works better because then you get that kind of trying to get the gang back together episode.
Oh, then you have Amarillo in the van.
Yeah. So you've got everything from that.
That is brilliant, taking him to the mosque when they're just singing it in the front of the van.
Da 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 da. Everyone That's join fun. In.
And Roy Walker's in it in the first episode.
He is, and he's great in it as well.
Can you smell tarps?
Oh, I don't host that anymore. Oh, you pissed on your Mr. Chips.
That was when that new bloke hosted it, and on the first episode he ran down the stairs and broke his leg.
Who was the new bloke? I'm going to throw it out there. I think Mullen is a pretty solid host of that now.
Who's the bloke who ran down the stairs on catchphrase and broke his leg? Nick Weir?
Nick Weir?
I don't know who that is. Is it Weir?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought it might be Steve Penk.
Well, we never know.
Nicholas David Weir.
Yeah, it was with David Weir. I can read.
Say that with such a sarky tone. Nicholas David Weir. All right, I'm in charge of you, Alexa.
It's Google.
Google, that's why. The only two bits I added as well is when every time Jerry brought on a band, you're very on. It's like, why do old compares do that? It's your very old. It's not your very own. You've come to see them.
They own them. They're the Phoenix Knights. They've got a monopoly on them. They can't play anywhere else.
They've got monopoly on them. They've got a Mayfair.
What else? Anything else?
I don't know. You're not as smooth as usual. Anything else on this? Come on, Ad. Come on, give me something.
No, because this won't be in. It'll be smooth. And
this will be
back
in. You'll listen to this, and within minutes, it'll be back on. I want to point out as well as some bonus things. I went to see Phoenix Knights live in Manchester when they did the live ones, and it was kind of like the whole point was to finally end Phoenix Knights, and Brian Potter dies at the end of Phoenix Knights live.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
No, it wouldn't end the show with him dying.
No. So everyone comes on stage except Brian Potter because Paddy and Max are there. So it'd be weird if he was there as well. And it shows a picture of Brian Potter in the African outback, if I remember correctly. There's no films of this. and it says, in memory of Brian Potter, and it's got an RIP.
What?
So they kill him off, yeah.
But they're going to do another one.
Well, hopefully that's not canon. Really weird live show that was. Really weird live show. I went on like a really terrible, like it was that stage of a relationship that was just about to break up. And then I went the next day because I had a day in Manchester on my own. So I went again on my own and had a much better time.
It seems to be a theme of the show.
It does seem to be a theme.
It's good that you're happily married now.
It is. It's great.
You're losing a lot of material from having depressing dates.
Damn my happy life.
Damn.
But yeah, no. It was one of those things as I don't. Phoenix Knights Live was all right. It was an odd experience.
Well, it's for children in England, isn't it? So they. I'm not suggesting they didn't put as much effort into it.
You're suggesting stuff for comic relief and children in need doesn't have as much effort put into it.
No, it's basically, let's film a sketch of something that's already filming at the moment. And here's a script. There you go. Let's put Miranda Hart on it. And then let's all go home.
There she is.
So what do you want to give Phoenix Knights?
I'm going to give it 1950.
So you mean 1,950.
That's one.
I haven't got a pen. Oh, if I don't write it down, I won't remember it. Oh, yes, I will, because I'm about to listen to it back.
Clever.
Yeah.
What do you want to give it?
I want to give it what you said, but one more.
1951. All right, I'm happy with that. Yeah.
The let's. Oh, sorry. We can't both do it at the same time.
Okay, let's.
Lock.
It.
In.
Phoenix Knights locked in at 1951. Thank you for listening. Today's show has been sponsored by... Who have we been sponsored by, Chris?
Chorley FM, coming in your ears.
Chorley FM, it's coming in your ears.
Sponsored by Chorley FM, where the listener comes first.
What are you doing? Why are you doing a little wiggle?
I don't know. Was that the end of the show?
I don't know. Oh, bye-bye, everyone.
Oh, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
I'm not on form today, am I? Well, I am. I'm speaking.
Keep that in. Keep that lit. I'm not on form.
Do,
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.